Yeah, we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Glad to have you joining us on the radio. We've got some guests in the studio here. We're going to talk about Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. We have the new sheriff, Shane Yeager, in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And new undersheriff, Doug Adams.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. We'll get a little background on both of you here. Shane, I know you were the former undersheriff, recently promoted.
That's correct. So I started the sheriff's office in 1993. So in April, I'll have 27 years. I was Sheriff Greg Riott's undersheriff for 15. And, you know, I was first assigned to patrol and then assigned to investigations and then was promoted to the undersheriff position. So that's a little bit of background. I've come from a law enforcement family. I have a father that retired from Riley County Police Department, then was the undersheriff for Pottawatomie County. And I have three younger brothers, one that's at K-State and two that are at Riley County Police Department. So,
all right. Well, glad to have you in here. What about you, Mr. Adams?
Thank you, Brandon. Yes, I started with the sheriff's office back as a part-time officer in 01 and went full-time in 02. So the last 17, 18 years I've been with the sheriff's office, had the opportunity to be a deputy, a school resource officer, detective, sergeant, lieutenant, on up to captain, and was very grateful for the opportunity under Sheriff Yeager to be his undersheriff.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's not a whole lot of change too often in sheriff's departments. And is this an elected position? I'm not sure.
Yes, it's elected every 4 years. It's a four-year term. So, you know, Sheriff Riott had planned on continuing his term throughout his last election. However, the commission position opened up, and that was his district, and that was one venture that he wanted to go down, and he was elected for that. Travis Altenhoff and being relinquishing his position at that time. So at that time, then it opened it up, and the Republican Party had to go through a nomination process, and then I was elected by the Republican Party.
All right. And when does the term end? And
we'll... So January 2020 will end, and then 2021 we'll take a new office. So in January of 2021, the new sheriff. So I have filed for the 2020 election and going forward from there.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that as the year goes on. Some changes are happening, I know, in the sheriff's office on your watch.
Yeah. So, you know, one thing that we realize at the sheriff's office is communication is a link to every successful operation. And, you know, something that, you know, the Sheriff Riott had always done a great job at communicating using the press and the newspaper. That's a great ally to have. And something that we recognize, too, is that we want to venture out a little bit more and get out into the social media area. So we're looking. Right now we're working on a Facebook page for the sheriff's office. We have a website right now. And so that's one options that we're working on is that. We also have, you know, we have a substation that is just up and new and coming. We do our final walkthrough. It's at the Green Valley substation. It's on Green Valley Road. So that is another thing that's coming up. It's our final walkthrough is January 17th. So again, we'll have that available to us. And it's also an EMS station there. Also have looked at, you know, we've reaching out to the city commissioner. So Doug and I, the undersheriff and I, we're starting to go out into our local city commissioner meetings and meeting with them and introducing ourselves and starting that process of that line of communication too.
All right. One thing I always have a question about is, you know, we have Riley County Police Department here in Manhattan, but we also have Manhattans in Pottawatomie County. Who serves that area of Manhattan that's in Pottawatomie County?
So the city of Manhattan is patrolled by both, you know. So, but the primary law enforcement agency is the Riley County Police Department. We are a supplementary agency, but we also have officers assigned to that area. So we're never going to turn down any calls. So if we're called, we're going to respond to those calls. But your primary law enforcement agency is Riley County Police Department in the city of Manhattan. But we will also be there taking calls too. If they're busy, we'll take that primary call too. So
okay. Yeah, I know a lot of people when they move here, that's kind of a confusing thing.
Yeah, so. Most people don't understand that Walmart is actually Pottawatomie County, but it is the city of Manhattan.
Yep.
So.
Yep, very good. So some other, you mentioned the substation there. Is it nearing completion or is it complete?
It's nearing completion. So we have a final walkthrough on January 17th. a punch list. So we'll go through and find out what we need, what needs to be fixed and stuff like that. And hopefully in a couple, 3 weeks, you know, that'll be completed. So that's something that, you know, EMS will, they'll man that 24/7. We will not man that 24/7. But it is an option that we have to, you know, bring people in, talk with them. You know, there's, if there's a patrol car out front, I encourage people to stop in and talk to the deputies, you know, again, that line of communication, learn who the deputies are. And again, we want the deputies out doing the same with the public. So.
And along those lines, we are working on a system with the substation where if somebody needs to report something and they stop by the substation, they can connect with our dispatchers from outside the building and we can have a deputy en route there if there's not one already there. So just some things to make it a little bit easier to use than the existing substation that's been down there. And it's a great facility and looks great. We're excited to get in there.
You know, one thing I've learned more about in speaking with members of law enforcement is, you know, getting people to report crime, especially in rural areas. Do you find that to be a problem in some parts of the county?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, again, it's like you say, it's a rural area. Sometimes people don't necessarily want to report crime, you know, as far as that if their gate got knocked down or their, you know, their fence got knocked down, it's because they don't want to have to go to court and stuff like that. But, you know, they need to realize too, well, that wasn't just maybe their gate or their fence that was knocked down or their mailbox. So sometimes we see, you know, a lot of mailbox damages, and it's not just one specific mailbox, it's several of them. So again, if we get everybody reporting it, then we can kind of show a trend or an area where those crimes may have been occurring, and it helps us better to solve those crimes. So I encourage people to, you know, you pay tax dollars. That's the, and sometimes they think, well, I just don't want to burden you. Well, it's not a burden. That's why you pay taxes. That's what the service that you that's provided for you. So take that opportunity and give us a call.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Sheriff Shane Yeager with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office and Doug Adams, who's the undersheriff here, and kind of talking a little bit about some of the changes going on here. We also we had a story over the weekend that broke out of Emmett, a small community north of St. Mary's, about some shots being fired. How's that investigation going?
So we're still continuing. So about on Sunday, January 5th, about 4:40 in the morning, we received a report of gunshots being fired into an occupied residence. Upon deputies' arrival, they did find that there were actual gunshots into a residence there, and then the residence was occupied at the time. Along with the residence being struck was a vehicle that was also shot up. So right now, it's still under investigation. We are, you know, trying to seek any information out there. So if we encourage anybody that has any information to please contact the sheriff's office, and they can contact us at our phone number at 785-457-3353, or they also can leave a tip on our tip line, which is on our sheriff's office website, which is www.ptsheriff.com.
All right. And that happened pretty early in the morning, I think, on Sunday.
Yeah, about 4:40 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's we'll keep an eye on that. Again, if anyone has information, be sure to contact authorities. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more with Shane Yeager and Doug Adams from Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office after this on News Radio KMAN.